Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Most gracious Father, we come to say thank you for another day. Another day of service, another day of pleasure, another day of giving, another day of receiving, another day of sharing, another day to listen, another day to speak, another day, Father God, another day to pray, another day to wait, another day. Thank you for it, Father. It's a day that you have made, and we do rejoice, and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is so great, and our God's name is so greatly to be praised. Thank you for life, for health, and for strength. Thank you for making ways out of no ways. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Over, 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 and over, and over again. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God, we just want to say thank you. We're just so grateful to you for absolutely everything, what we have, what we don't have, what we're going to get, what we're not going to get, because you're not going to give us anything that's not going to bless us. So if it's not your will for us to have it, we don't even want it. Father, we just want to say thank you that we do have Jesus. Thank you. And because of our obedience and our submission, Jesus has us. And so we're just in a good place right now, and we just want to get closer and closer and closer to you, and we say thank you. So, Father, bless our services, that you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified, Satan is already horrified, Jesus Christ is the Lord. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, which who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, ministering kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, 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 great. And our God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda of Philadelphia area of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We want to welcome all of our first time listeners. Amen. Listening in across the globe. We are just so happy. Amen. That you fellowship with us. And some of you are here for the first time. And some of you, you keep coming back. And we don't know your name, but we know you're listening. And so we just want to say thank you. And thank you. Thank you for trusting us. Amen. To teach the word, trusting us to preach the word. Trusting us, amen. And so we thank God that this ministry is, hallelujah, ministry that you can trust, amen. Because we come with the word, nothing but the word, nothing else, nothing less, nothing more, amen. Just the pure word of God, amen. So we bless the Lord, amen. We pray that all of our lovely ministry partners, we pray that everybody's doing good. We pray that you're doing good, amen. And the week is not over with yet. It's not over with yet, so don't give up. You've been waiting for something to happen this week. Don't give up. Don't give up. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Amen, hold on. Amen. Glory be to God. God is still on the throne, and he is not going anywhere. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right. Hallelujah. We have been teaching about the men of the Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. And we have somebody that's coming tomorrow to pick up there. I just want to, amen, do some couple sidetracks because we have so many men. We'll probably be, you know, unless the Lord move us into a different series, we'll probably be here, I don't know, for the most part of this year. That's how many men in the Bible. And we still got to double back and do a couple women that we skip. So, I mean, we may really be here for the rest of the year. All right. But, beloved, this is what I want you to check out. Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. When we look at, let's just look at the men, since we're talking about the men of the Bible. When we examine their lives, okay, the 12 disciples, Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, Esau, Jacob, Daniel, you can go down the list. You can go down the list. You can just start, just get your concordance, start with the letter A, and go down to Z, Zechariah, okay? You'll find out that all of these men, none of them was poor. Not a one of them. Jabez struggled for a second there, amen, but he wasn't poor, amen. He just wanted an increase, and God gave him that. And so, beloved, amen, so where people get that philosophy about Christians should be poor, you know, because if you get money, you're going to hell, you know, or, you know, and you have so many of God's people in debt. I mean, just debt over debt over debt. And that is not God's will. This morning on our 5 o'clock platform on Facebook, we talked about debt cancellation. We want to continue there this morning, glory be to God, talking about debt cancellation and God. So you can see that it is God's will for you not to be in debt. So if it's not God's will for you to be in debt and it takes money to live, if it takes money, then that means that God has a plan. God has a plan. And it's not always the plan that we're taught in school, you know, well, you just go get a good job, blah, 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 blah. Let me look, okay? Let's just go to the word. Let's just go to the word. Hallelujah. To God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Hallelujah. Beloved, and we pray that if you're not taking notes, we want to invite you, amen, to come back and listen to the message again, where you can, you know, listen a second time. And hopefully if you have paper and pencil, you can jot down a couple of these scriptures because I want you to do your own research. Do your own research. And let me tell you something. It's the truth that you know that sets you free. And you say, oh, the pastor, oh, that was a good teaching they had. Yeah, and the bishop came. Yeah, and they taught us. Yeah, okay, okay. But now, what did you get out of it? Yeah, and they were saying God don't want you in debt. Okay, but do you know that God don't want you? Do you know that for yourself? See, the only way you're going to know is you need the revelation. God is a debt-canceling God. God is no respecter of persons, and God wants you to be debt-free. Now, that's the truth of the whole matter. Beloved, the Bible tells us that there is nothing too hard for God to do. Absolutely nothing. You think God can get me out of debt? There is nothing too hard for God to do. I'm still paying these student loans. I got this mortgage. I got these, and I just owe this person. There is nothing too hard for God to do. Let us look in 2 Kings chapter number 4, and I'm going to read just a few verses, amen, in your hearing, amen, starting in verse number 1. 2 Kings 4. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that he reverenced the Lord, but now his creditors is coming to take my two boys as his slaves." Elisha cried to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a small jar of olive oil." Elisha said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars as each is filled. Put it to one side." Then she left him and shut the door and went behind. She left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There is not a jar left." Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debts, and you and your sons can live on what is left." Beloved, here we see a miracle. We see a woman in debt, a woman with no money. Okay, no savings, no money under the rug, no money in the closet. I mean, you know, she was on empty. Huh? She went to the man of God. Thank God for a man or a woman of God. She went to them and she said, because see, back in those days, she had two sons. If you was in debt to someone, they can come and take your babies. They can take your children. Oh, then now we want to run the court and file bankruptcy and this and that. But back then you didn't do that. See, and they was coming for her two sons. But Elisha told her what to do. He said, "What do you have in your house? What are you working with?" She said, "Well, I ain't got nothing much." Beloved, see, that's where a lot of us mess up, because we overlook what God has given us. There's something in your house. There's a gift that God is giving you. There's a talent that God is giving you. There's something that God is giving you. He said, "What's in your house? What you working with?" See, we overlook that. Sometimes we need somebody to help us to see, hey, your gifts will make room for you. See. And, you know, we want to be mesmerized by everybody else's gift. Oh, don't they sing so nice? Oh, they sing. They can sing. They can preach. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, they just so blessed. We want to be mesmerized over everybody else's gift and overlook our own. He said, "What you working with?" He said, "I don't have nothing much. It ain't much. I'm going to tell you that right now." Hallelujah. He said, "But I got this small jar of olive oil." He said, "That's all you need." He said, "Now what I want you to do is go around and borrow vessels and fill it up with oil." Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Fill them jars up and sell it. And he said, "I want you to take the money that you're going to make from this. I want you to get out of debt. And then," he said, "then the rest of the money, I want you to live on, you and your two sons." In other words, I want you to retire. This is her retirement plan. She went from nothing to retirement. And the oil didn't stop running. The oil didn't stop. Beloved, the only reason that oil stopped is because she stopped bringing the jars. She said, "Bring the jars." If they said, "We don't have any more jars." If they would have found a way, if they could have gone to Amazon.com and maybe they got a bucket full of jars, a house full of, let me tell you something, that lady still would have been pouring oil today. She didn't run out of oil. She ran out of jars. You don't run out of God's blessings. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich. He adds no sorrow to it. Here this woman, because she obeyed the man of God, was able to get out of debt. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Paid off her, all her bills. And not only was she able to retire, she was able to retire her two sons. Now, baby, that was a lot of money. How do you go from being in lack, from being in the negative, from being in the red, to being in the overflow? How do you go from being, amen, on welfare to being a millionaire? How do you go from being an average person, glory be to God, and to being a household name? Because God does it. But, amen, there was something in her house. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that there is something in your house. Now, I'm not talking about your physical house, and it might be your physical house, but I'm talking about your spiritual house right now. Because know ye not that ye are the temple of God. God has put something in you. Maybe it's a gift to write. Maybe it's a gift to sing. Maybe it's a gift to invent. Maybe it's a gift to clean or whatever. A gift to cook. It's something that you can do. It's something that God has put in you that can't nobody else do it like you. Maybe you can act. Glory be to God. Huh? Look at all the money. Look at all the money them folks making in Hollywood. Let me tell you something. Some of them okay, but I come to tell you that some of you probably can do better than them. It's something that God, gifts and callings are without repentance. It's something in you that's covered up. You're not even giving much value to it. The widow woman said, it ain't much in here. But what's your gift, sister? I don't know. Whatever it is, it ain't much. What? Your gifts will make room for you. Glory be to God. You find yourself, some of you have the gift to teach. You start out teaching your children. You might have a little Sunday school class. You might have a little cell group. Next thing you know, glory be to God, Joyce Meyer started in her living room with a couple people. T.D. Jakes started in their living room with a couple people. Now they're teaching and preaching to millions. See? Because they did not despise the gift. And beloved, we smother the gift. That gift is your door. That gift is what God can use. And this we see here, and because she obeyed, she didn't see it, but her man of God, she listened. The Bible says this, beloved. Hallelujah. Let me find it real quick. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20:20, 2 Chronicles 20:20, it says here, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. It's a blessing, beloved, to believe and obey, amen, your man and your woman of God. Because that's what your prosperity is linked to that. See, we want to go solo. We want to go solo. But no. Nothing solo. There's nothing solo in the Lord's kingdom. Because even in the Lord's kingdom, it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Ain't nothing solo. See? Believe the prophets and your prophet and your prophet. So she believed the prophet. And she went she wasn't even on welfare. The girl ain't had nothing. She ain't had no husband. And her sons was about to be sold. And she was in debt. And she didn't know what to do. But go on down there to Amazon hiring. Go down there, you know, and they paying $15, $20 an hour. God didn't tell her to do that. You know, can't you go clean a couple houses? You know, I think that's good wages, you know, just go and clean somebody. God didn't tell her to do that. God could have moved through any of those. God didn't tell her to do that. God wanted to make her an entrepreneur. You will never make working for somebody else what you can possibly, with the potential, what you can make working for yourself. Never. Oh, you make good wages. They might pay you $30, $40, $50 an hour, $100 an hour. See? But as an entrepreneur, you are limited, limited, no limits. Look at all the millionaires, the billionaires, successful people in the Lord's kingdom. They, you know who they working for? They working for God. They working for God. So here she became, amen, a bona fide, amen. She was able to pay off her debts and to go into retirement. Now, beloved, when you go into retirement, that means that you're not working no more till you die. She went into retirement. Her two boys went into retirement. Why? Because they were selling oil that refused to stop. Can you imagine? This is a real story, beloved. The oil did not stop. If they had enough faith to find some more vessels, I don't know how rich they was when this was finished, but they would have been richer. Beloved, let me tell you something. Our God is exceedingly, Ephesians 3:20 says this. Now unto him who is exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. What am I saying? If God did that for that widow woman, God would do that for you. Yeah, well, it was nice he did it. No, he did it for her. He'll do it for you. It is God's will for you to increase. It is God's will for you to expand. It is God's will to expand your territory if you want it. Now, she was looking for an answer. Now, some people are not looking for an answer. Some people just want to retire. So, okay, whatever, I lost. Okay, come get my sons. Come get my son. It didn't work out. My number didn't come out today. I was looking to hit that number. That would have gave me something. I didn't get no more. Come on now. Glory be to God. So we see that story, beloved. And we could spend a whole, we could make a series just out of that story. We talked this morning about the borrowed axe. Amen. That swam. Amen. The God borrowed an axe. The axe went into the water, and you know the axe going to go down. Iron's going to go straight to the bottom. And he called on the Lord. He called on the Lord. He didn't call on the swimmers. Anybody around here can swim? I need you to jump in the water for me. Anybody got a boat? No, he called on the Lord. Let's look at it. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 5. Glory be to God. 2 Kings 6, verse 5 says this. Let's look at verse 4. And he went with them. They went to the Jordan and began to cut down trees. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. Oh, no, my Lord, he cried. It was borrowed. My Lord. When you call on the name of the Lord, you get an answer. Our God is a very present help in the time of trouble. He called on God. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. When we are in need, we call on God. The man of God asked, where did it fall? When he showed him the place, Elijah cut a stick, threw it in there and made the iron float. Now, beloved, y'all know that's a miracle. You can't even get a bobby pin to float. Here we got an iron axe head floating. Glory be to God. And he says in verse 7, lift it out. He said, then the man reached out his hand and took it. He said it was borrowed. Beloved, the servant The borrower is servant to the lender. When you look, y'all could look, you can cuss people out and give them a lot of scriptures and all that when they call you about their money. I'm going to tell you right now, you're still their servant. Your landlord call you, asking you why you late. Huh? Your mortgage company calling you, the car note, the student loan, Macy's credit card, whatever it is. You can say what you want to say and try to get all religious. If you want to, you're still the servant. See, and the Lord knew that. This axe head was, amen, borrowed. It is not God's will for us to be in debt. And we see that not one of God's servants was poor. I'm putting a challenge out here. I'm putting a challenge. We Christians, I ain't going to attach no money to it. I want one of you to find somebody in the Bible, one of God's servants, obedient servants, who is not rich. Please find one and call me or text me. Find one of God's obedient servants. Now, we talking about obedient now, because we about to touch on disobedience in a minute. And call me. Glory be to God. Mm-mm. You can't walk in obedience to God and be poor. God ain't going to let it happen. The Bible says Isaac sold and reaped 100-fold in the same year. Now, we all know, okay, when you sow, it's going to take a little time for the seeds to germinate. It's going to take a little bit of time, you know, to be, glory be to God, for the harvest to come in. You in the same year? You mean I'm sowing this year, I'm reaping this year, the harvest coming in the same year? Glory be to God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm not going to go into Nehemiah, but I want you to read Nehemiah, the fifth chapter, amen, 1 through 12. You know what? I got a couple minutes. Let's just let me just do that real quick. I'm just going to zip through that. Amen. I just want you to see this. Beloved, amen, you got to know it for yourself. See, it's one thing to talk somebody else's testimony. But when you know for yourself that God's word is real, amen. So I tried him. And there's a song in the back of my subconscious I hear singing, I tried him and I know. All right. Nehemiah chapter number 5. Okay. It's actually, if it goes down the first 12 verses, and I'm going to read it real quick. Now the men and their wives, verse 1, now the men and their wives raised a great outcry against their fellow Jews. Some were saying, we and our sons and daughters are numerous. In order for us to eat and stay alive, we must get some grain. Others were saying, we are mortgaging our fields, our vineyards, and our homes to get grain during the famine. Still others were saying, we have had to borrow money to pay the king's tax, fields, and vineyards. Although we are of the same flesh and blood as our fellow Jews, and though our children are as good as theirs, yet we have to subject our sons and daughters to slavery. Some of our daughters have already been enslaved, but we are powerless because our fields and our vineyards belong to others. When I heard their outcry and these charges, I was very angry. This is Nehemiah talking. I pondered them in my mind and then accused the nobles and officials. I told them, you are charging your own people interest. So I called together a large meeting to deal with them and said, as far as possible, we have brought back our fellow Jews who were sold to the Gentiles. Now you are selling your own people only for them to be sold back to us. They kept quiet because they could find nothing to say. So I continued, what are you doing? What you are doing is not right. Shouldn't you walk in the fear of our God to avoid the reproach of our Gentile enemy? I and my brothers and my men are also lending the people money and grain. But let us stop charging interest.
Get back to them immediately, their fields. Give them their vineyards. Give them their olive grove. Give them their houses back. And also, the interest you are charging them, 1% of the money, grain, new wine, and olive oil. They was getting over on the people, charging the people usually. People lost their homes. They didn't have nothing to eat. But verse 12 says, we will give it back, they said, and we will not demand anything more from them. We will do as you say. Beloved, we see here that God answered and a nation became debt-free. It's one thing. Can you imagine if our nation was debt-free? Now, it's one thing for you to be debt-free, your family to be debt-free, your lineage to be debt-free, but can you imagine what it would be like if our nation was debt-free? Beloved, Matthew 21:21, Jesus says, truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go, throw yourself in the sea, and it will be done. One last thing I want to show you here, one last debt cancellation. There's many, amen, many. I might teach a series on it. I might teach a series on it if the Holy Spirit would give me liberty. Amen. But I have about 15 scriptures to show you supernatural debt cancellation where God came in and canceled debt. But I got to show you this one here where the Lord canceled Jesus' debt. Jesus paid tribute, okay? Meaning when you hear that Jesus paid tribute, that means Jesus paid taxes. So the taxes was due. It was tax season. Glory be to God. And they came to Peter, and they said, well, Peter, what's up? Well, you can find a story in Matthew chapter number 17, verse number 24. Matthew 17:24. So they came to Peter and said, well, Peter, what's up? Is Jesus going to pay the taxes or not? You know, they was looking for something to get Jesus. And Peter replied, sure, Jesus going to pay his taxes. Okay? I mean, that's what he do. So the Bible, so verse number 25, it says, yes. Then it goes on to say, Peter went in the house, okay, and he was anticipating taking the money out of the cash reserves. I mean, the ministry had money. It tells you that the women was Jesus' money, and Jesus was taking it, okay? Jesus didn't turn back no offering. Because Jesus knew it took money, amen, to do ministry. As they traveled to and fro, they had to eat, they had to sleep, okay? They needed stuff, they needed shoes, whatever they needed. All right, so Jesus took money. So, look, the ministry had money. We know that because Judas was stealing it. He was stealing the money. and it was so much money in the bag that he was stealing it, and nobody even knew he was stealing it. That's how much money was in the, it was how much loot they had. So Peter went in thinking that they would just go into the cash reserve, get the tax money out, go back and pay it. But look what Jesus said, glory be to God, in verse number 27. Jesus says, nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea. Now this is him talking to Peter, talking about the tax money because it was time to pay the taxes. Jesus was in debt to Caesar. He says here, he says, I want you to go to the sea, cast in the hook, and take the fish that comes up first, the very first fish that shows up. And when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that money and give it to them for me and for you. Oh! Jesus said, you're going to find some money in the fish's mouth. Take that money and pay my debt and pay your debt too. Boy, God sure know how to do things big. He didn't say take the money and pay it, and if you need something else, let me know. He said no. And he knew it was going to be a surplus. God moves in surplus. He said, pay my taxes, get me out of debt, Peter. This is Jesus, and pay yours too. Beloved, I tell you, glory be to God. God is a good God. Jesus said he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. God don't want us sweating and begging and wondering how we going to pay the electric and pay the gas and how we going to buy the baby a pair of shoes and how we going to eat this week. That is not God's will for us. The last scripture I want to show you, glory be to God, hallelujah, in the book of Deuteronomy, hallelujah, chapter number 28. And I encourage you, those of you that really have Bible time with God, this is one scripture I really would do, chapter I want you to read today. It's pretty long, but I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. Deuteronomy chapter number 28. I'm just going to read the first 14 verses, and now I want you to read the rest on your own today. It says, if, verse 1, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks, your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you an oath. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him, then all the people on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail, if you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them. You will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any other commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. Beloved, this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. We see the blessing that God, but you see, everything is conditional. If you obey me, if you obey me, God is talking to his obedient children. He has promised that he's going to send his blessings to overtake us. We're going to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Our cupboards will be filled. Verse number 5, he says the obedient children will even have a savings account. And you know that's a bona fide miracle today, to have a savings account. Most people are struggling with their checking account, trying to avoid overdraft fees. Huh? Those who please him will be the head and not the tail in verse number 13. And then he tells us in verse number 12, beloved, that those who obey God will be debt-free. Now, that's the word of God. And God is not a man, and God is not a liar. Somebody's lying, but I'm going to tell you who it's not. God promised us to be debt-free. But, beloved, when I want you to read the whole thing out today, starting in verse number 15, and it's 53 verses. It's not going to take you long, but I want you to see 53 verses of curses. Curses. Let's just read the first one as I wrap this up. Verse 15 says, however, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I'm giving you today, all these curses will come on you, and not only come on you, they're going to overtake you. 53 verses of curses. So what is God saying? Those who obey God will not be in debt. And those who disobey him, all of his disobedient children, will walk in debt. Beloved, let me tell you something. Debt is a heavy load. It's a heavy load. And how do we get out of debt? By lining up in obedience to the will of God for the glory of God, obeying his commands, obeying his precepts, glory be to God, in spirit and in truth. Glory be to God. Beloved, God wants you to be debt-free. Why? Because all of his servants was. We talk about the men of the Bible today. We talk about the men of the Bible. And as I said earlier, I challenge you to find one man of the Bible who was walking in obedience and who was in debt. You won't find it. When Jesus, amen, was talking to his disciples, and he was saying, yeah, well, it's easier for a rich man, amen, to go through an eye of the camel, amen, than to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I don't have time to explain what all that means right now in this minute because we're winding up. And so the disciples, and read the scripture, though. Then the disciples looked at one another. They said, well, if the rich not going to heaven, they started looking at one another. So, well, where are we going? Because they had something. Jesus' disciples had money, and Jesus had money, too. And Jesus wants you to have some. Well, love it, let me tell you something. It's not what you have, it's what you spend. Glory be to God. Now, that don't really mean everybody going to be a millionaire, everybody going to be a billionaire. No, don't mean that. But let me tell you something, and hallelujah. See, you can make $1 million and spend $2 million. You're still in debt. If say all of your expenses come to $25,000, you're $25,000. If you got $1 over there, amen, you rich. If you got $1 more than what you need, but God want to give you more than one. You want to know why? Because the more you have, the more you can do in his kingdom. When you take pleasure in serving, when you take pleasure, glory, when God can count on you to be his banker, when there's a need in the Lord's kingdom and the folks got to come see you, his kingdom initiator, huh? Glory be that. That's what money is for. To promote the Lord's kingdom, not for you to fill it up in your barns. The Bible speaks about the man, he had so much, he kept filling it up in his barns, hiding it in his closet, under the bed, and here, there, and the Lord called him a fool. The Lord called him a fool. See, beloved, amen, this is why the Lord tells us to give, because see, you cannot give, have a spirit of giving, and be stingy at the same time. See, because when you open your hands to give, now your hands is open for something else to come into it. And this is why the Lord loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah, a cheerful giver. Beloved, let me tell you something. You can give your way out of debt. You can give your way out of debt. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. God's removal. So, beloved, amen, hallelujah. Let us pay attention. Amen. There's some more scriptures here, but we may do a part two on this, or may do a series. Amen. Like in between the days. Amen. As we are still lining up our speakers for the men of the Bible, and so we might just bring in different chapters so you can see that God's men, the obedient ones, were all rich. Now, is that a coincidence? Now, I want to say this one last thing. If God did it for them, God will do it for you. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. God says money answers all things. God says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. That's what God said. That's what God said. And God don't want you running and ducking and dodging people because you owe them. Or you didn't have the money on the due date. Nah, he don't want that. Mm-mm. And God will deliver you out of that. He'll deliver you out of that. Hallelujah. He'll deliver you if you want to be delivered. Hallelujah. God will have you, amen, pouring out some oil. He'll have you pouring out some oil. Hallelujah. He'll tell you to pay off your debts and retire on the rest. In Jesus' name. Amen. God's debt removal. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God. Father God, we say thank God. Father God, the devil have had us bamboozled for so long. Father God, so many of your people have lived in limitations and restrictions. Father, way low, 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 below, Father God, what your expectations for us. Father God, the sky is not the limit. We can have whatever you say we can have. Father God, some of us have been brainwashed to think that it's a curse to have a little something, that we're going to hell if we got a little something. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that a Christian is supposed to be poor and struggling, that shows how holy we are. And all these lies. But Father God, when you've called us to balance, you've called us to balance, Father God. If we seek first the kingdom and we love you first, Father God, and put you first, and everything else is going to fall in order, and you're going to get us out of debt, and we're going to stay out of debt, and we're not going back into debt, Father God, but you're freeing us up, not that we might be selfish, but you're freeing us up, Father God, that we might live in perfect liberty to serve in your kingdom and to promote the king. And so we say thank you. Thank you for insight and revelation. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. All right, all right, all right. That's the word of God for today. That's the word of God for today. And today we'll be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock. We ask that you to meet us there. Oh, guess what, y'all? I called the conference number and I didn't have to use the backup number. That was last night. I'm going to try again today. Those of you who are on the conference number, I don't know if you used the backup number or not, but I didn't need it. So I don't know if the situation has been resolved or not, but we will be on top of that. Amen. So we bless the Lord in Jesus' name. All right. It's going to be 12 o'clock. We'll be at the altar prayer today. So we'll be meeting one time today, and that's at 12 o'clock. Supposed to be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day over here on the East Coast. Get out, walk around the corner, get some fresh air, go sit on the step, do something. Amen. Hallelujah. Get some of that vitamin D today. Amen. In Jesus' name. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning as we pick up. I forgot. It don't make a difference which man we're talking about. My calendar is not in front of me, but Lord's willing, we do have someone that's coming to share with us on tomorrow in Jesus' name. All right, that's it. That's it. Amen. I'm tired. Let me tell you this. When 12 o'clock come, I've already put in 8 hours. The Lord wake me up at 3. I can start at 3 o'clock every morning. So, amen. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah. I've already put in 8 hours. Amen. 12 o'clock noon. I'm tired now. I preach two times a day. I'm tired. Amen. Hallelujah. I may have to lay down and take me a 45-minute nap. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Love you, love you, love you. And Lord's willing, amen, we'll meet you at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock. Today is offering day here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Offering day. Glory be to God. But take the money. The gospel is free. It takes money to do ministry. Given it shall be given. Amen. You talk to anybody. Talk to everybody. Amen. That's successful. Those who are out of debt, don't owe nobody. Some of them are millionaires, billionaires. I'm talking about Christians now. I'm not talking about the unbelievers. I'm talking about Christians. You find out they all have one thing in common. They're all givers. They're all givers. They obtain success through their generosity and giving back unto the Lord. And you sure enough cannot be God's giving. Amen. So we want to thank God for those of you, amen, who support this ministry, sustain this ministry through your liberal and giving. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you're listening for the first time and you'd like to sow into the soil of this word, you can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button there. God bless you. Send us out an email, a prayer request, whatever you need. Amen. We will respond to you. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania. Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen, and God bless you. All right, that's it. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. We cancel premature death. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We dip ourselves, we dip our families, our health, our finances, our destiny. We dip it all in the blood of Jesus Christ. We surrender all to you. Father, we belong to you. And we say thank you for keeping us from all evil today, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for getting us out of debt. Father God, we have faith to believe you for mortgage-free houses, new cars with no car notes, student loans erased. Everything on our credit report is down to zero, Father God. 700, 800 credit scores, owing no man nothing. This is the type of faith we believe you. God, you said we can speak to the mountain of debt and command it to be removed. And if we believe what we say, we'll have it. And this is our faith level right now, that regardless of the debt we was in yesterday, God, we are commanding and believing you. We are commanding. He said, command you, Father. If you did it for the widow woman, you do it for us. She had faith, so help our faith, which is the only thing that's keeping us from realizing it, is our faith. Because you've already done what you need to do. And so we say thank you for debt elimination, debt cancellation, and us owing no man nothing but the debt of love. In Jesus' name, we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. I love you guys. I love you, I love you, I love you. My pleasure serving today and every day. Have a good day.
Those that know it and you want to stand and sing it with us, it's okay. Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says, I do. Oh, no, no, yes. I do. I do. I do. Let's say that again. I really do. Let's all say, oh, how excellent. Here's your presence, oh, glory. We'll bless your name for your goodness and your glory.
Yes, I do love Jesus. I really do love him, I think.